Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2347, Three Important Life Skills Nobody Ever Taught You, Part 2 by Mark Manson of markmanson.net. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy that reads to you every single day of the year. Now, today's episode is part 2 of a longer post. If you didn't catch part 1 yesterday, I'd recommend listening to that first. But if you're all caught up, then let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. Three Important Life Skills Nobody Ever Taught You, Part 2 by Mark Manson of markmanson.net. You're going to be wrong a lot in life. In fact, you're going to be wrong pretty much all of the time. And in many ways, your ability to succeed and learn over the long term is directly proportional to your ability to change what you believe in response to your ignorance and mistakes. You may be asking, how do I do this? There is no how. It's all in your head. There's literally nothing to do here other than mentally try on new perspectives and ask yourself, what if, thing that is opposite of my assumption, were true about me? What would that mean? And then psychically traverse the answer. This will be scary at first. Your brain will resist it. But of course, that's where the practice of the skill comes in. Try this. Write down 20 things in your life today that you could potentially be wrong about. And again, I don't just mean material stuff. I'm sure my understanding of physics is sorely lacking in many ways, but that's not the most important thing I need to change my mind about. What we're going for here is questioning some of those deep assumptions about your identity. I'm not an attractive person. I am lazy. I don't know how to talk to people. I won't ever be happy because I feel stuck in my life. I think the world is going to end next Tuesday. The more emotionally charged the assumption, the more important it is to write it down and challenge it. Then after you've gotten 20, go through and write down what it would mean in your life if it were wrong. This will feel scary at first. A lot of your assumptions you won't want to question. But think of it this way, how confident can you be in your own beliefs if you've never challenged them, if you've never seen the other side? What we want to develop is that ability to see that other side. In those few occasions when it does appear more likely and more valid, hop on over. Third important life skill, how to act without knowing the result. Throughout most of our lives, almost everything has a clear result attached to it. In school, you write your term paper because that's what your teacher told you to do. At home, you clean your room because that's what your parents reward you for. At work, you do what your boss says because that gets you paid. There's no uncertainty, you just act. Teacher wants a paper, so you write it. Mom wants a clean room, so you clean it. But most of life, that is real life, doesn't work this way. When you decide to change careers, there's no one there telling you which career is right for you. When you decide to commit to someone, there's no one telling you this relationship is going to make you happy. When you decide to start a business or move to a new country or eat waffles instead of pancakes for breakfast, there's no way of knowing for certain if what you're doing is right or not. And so we avoid it. We avoid making these decisions. We avoid moving and acting without knowing. And because we cannot act on what we don't know, our lives become incredibly repetitive and safe. I get a lot of emails from people asking me how to find their life's purpose or how to know if they're in the right relationship or not, or how to know if they're making the right change. And I don't reply to those people because I have no fucking idea. For one, no one else can decide what's right in your life but you. But secondly, the fact that you're asking some guy on the internet or looking for it in a book or something is itself part of the problem. You are looking to know the result before acting. There's a great scene in The Dark Knight where the Joker shares his life's philosophy. I just do things. Now, for all of Joker's flaws, terrorist, mass murderer, armed robber, political assassin, but we'll overlook that for now, he does have a point here. Schemers trying to control their little worlds. The fact is, sometimes you just have to do things for no other reason than to do them. Do them because you can, because they exist. As George Mallory said when asked why he wanted to climb Mount Everest, because it's there. Add some chaos to your life. A certain amount is healthy. It stimulates growth and change and passion and excitement. Developing the ability to simply do things for no other reason than curiosity or interest or even boredom, the ability to do things with no expectation for result or accolade or productivity or fanfare, will train you to better make these big ambiguous life decisions. It will train you to simply start on something without knowing where in the hell it's going. And while this will result in 1,000 tiny failures, it will also likely result in your life's biggest successes. You can start small. Open up meetup.com and attend something for no other reason than it looks interesting or is there. Go to Udemy or Khan Academy and sign up for a course for no other reason than it looks cool. Call up a friend or family member and tell them, show me something new that you think is amazing, and go from there. But there's a subtle trap here, of course. Many of you will go out and think, well, Dad, that's me, remember, said I need to start spontaneously doing stuff so that I can be able to make these big decisions in my life despite uncertainty. So let's see, what spontaneous thing can I plan and engineer today? You fail. Before you even started, you already failed. There's nothing productive about this. There is no progress here. Stop making everything you do about accomplishing some fucking goal. Or to put it another way, get good at wasting time in unexpected ways. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a poker game with a group of random friends and strangers to organize. You just listened to part two of the post titled, Three Important Life Skills Nobody Ever Taught You by Mark Manson of markmanson.net. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. All right, I'll keep this ending nice and short for the weekend. Have a great rest of your weekend if you're listening in real time. And I'll catch you tomorrow for Minimalist Monday, where your optimal life awaits.